Tim on the text said, did we get to the bottom of where Tommy Petrovsky was yesterday and still keen to hear the Netflix news? That's from Tim. Well, sad news is Tom Petrovsky passed on. No, he's with us. He's back. He's come back from the dead. He rises again with that massive beard from ComSec. Tom Petrovsky, welcome back, mate. Welcome back. We all missed you. We worried. Were you watching Squid Game?
I'd like to paint like our Simon Bourne type of situation where I'm in a bathtub full of ice and tubes coming out of where my kidneys used to be, but I think I may have just missed the call yesterday.
All right. Okay. Now, the Squid Game, by the way, I did quote the numbers in your absence, and ComSec gave me a call later and said, you know, much about it. It cost $21 million to make. It has now made about $900 million for Netflix. They're massive numbers.
Yeah, you don't get those numbers down at the lemonade stand at the local fete, that's for sure. So that's the sort of return on investment that you like to get. Mm. And look, Vossi, the thing is that the most recent quarterly report, which Netflix handed in a day ago, has been well received. And in the days gone by, the stock has risen. It's up by around 4%. So it's up by 20% in year-to-date terms. But the coming quarters are going to get a nice kick along from the Squid Game effect, if you like. So that's something to look forward to. Tesla has also reported good numbers in the last day. That stock up by around 3%. The world's largest food maker, Nestle, has said that they're going to have to raise prices to cope with higher input costs. So that's important, you know, at a time when we're talking about inflation generally. Nestle shares are up by 0.75%. We'll kick off in positive territory today, but only a small gains expected at the start of trade.
All right, I've got to make a payment of international US dollars as well this morning, so I hope the exchange rate's in my favour. If you can pull some strings there, Tom.
It's a bit weaker, Vossi. So, yeah, it's you've kind of gotten a bit of a touch-up on that transaction.
Thanks a lot.